Dr. Anna Mahajcha is calling this a human extinction level event. She's identified the ways in which they are replacing all natural biological life with synthetic biology, something that I believe the world is starting to wake up to, particularly because of the work of Dr. Mahajcha and others like her. I'm directing everyone again, if you haven't seen the interview with Celeste Solom on zmedia.com, please go and watch that. It's gone absolutely viral. It's exploded. People are saying it's both the most devastating and informative video they've seen in their lives, and it's for a reason. I actually warned the audience in my Telegram before watching it. You know, please prepare for the information that you're about to see. It is truly, truly, I can accept overwhelming for some, but it's something that we have to face, and we have to face soon, particularly because of what Dr. Mahajcha is about to show us. So she's coming on in a moment, and then I've got Dr. David Nixon coming on to talk further about the findings of the nanotechnology in dental aesthetics, which are different to the injections, but are nanotechnology nonetheless. He's asking the question, is this now a competitor to what we're seeing in the food, in the skies? I mean, how much of our lives is filled with this stuff? How much of what we consume in pharmaceuticals, food, air, water, I mean, it's just everywhere. And if you watch the interview with Celeste Solom, you'll understand why it's everywhere. So after Dr. Mahajcha, Dr. Nixon is going to join us to discuss his findings, and then I'll be right back with you. This is a huge, huge show today. We'll be right back after a quick word from the sponsor of this show. This broadcast is brought to you by sponsors of the Stu Peters Network by Optimizers. Would you like to dramatically improve the quality of your sleep? Are you irritable or anxious? Do you struggle with insomnia, experience muscle cramps or twitches? There are dozens of symptoms of magnesium deficiency, so these are just a few of the most common. 4 out of 5 Americans are magnesium deficient, and almost everyone is at suboptimal levels. And that's a big problem because magnesium is actually involved in more than 600 biochemical reactions in your body. Now, just taking any magnesium supplement won't solve your problem because most supplements use the cheapest kinds that your body can't actually use or absorb. That's why this broadcast exclusively recommends Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the only full-spectrum magnesium supplement with 7 unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually use and absorb. When you get all 7 critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded, from your brain to your sleep, pain and inflammation, and, of course, less stress. Visit the link in the description below and enter code MARIA to get a whopping 25% off any order and support your body while supporting businesses that keep independent media going and who actually care about your health. We're joined now by Dr. Anna Mahajcha, who's got some bombshell findings for us. Dr. Anna's been doing amazing work. She's one of the leaders in this, along with, you know, the other names that everyone's familiar with, Matt Taylor, Shimon Janowitz, Dr. David Nixon, people that are putting their faces out there, really, looking at this stuff, and Clifford Carnicom as well, who Dr. Anna's been working with, doing some amazing work. Dr. Anna, you found a link here that the whole world needs to know about.
Yes, absolutely. Because what is really important to understand is, what are these filaments that you can see behind me? And we did some work to actually isolate what it is, and then some infrared spectroscopy to look at the chemistry. And this is what I want to explain to people.
Yes, fantastic. Well, let's get into it. You've got a presentation for us.
So what I wanted to discuss is that initially, Clifford Carnicom has done about 30 years of research on what was called Morgellons. And this was these filaments that were sprayed via geoengineering on humanity. And so he extracted what he called cross-domain bacteria, because really he renamed it because these filaments came from a microbe that clearly was synthetic because it had qualities of multiple domains of life. So this is archaea, eukaryotes, and bacteria. And this thing was also in a shell. It would create these filaments, and the filaments appeared to have a hydrogel-like polymer that was encapsulating them. So what we did, we really wanted to figure out, what are people seeing in the blood, including me? And so we applied electrical current to unvaccinated blood. And from completely normal blood, these filaments started to develop in a very dense network.
Right.
And then what we did was there were also these little protein-like substances that develop, as well as these cross-domain bacteria that were isolated. So from this, this is similar to what we've seen here in the blood, and this has appeared in vaccinated and unvaccinated people, and I've also drawn parallels to David Nixon work, because the same hydrogel filaments were also developing from the C19 jabs. So you can see here, this is normal blood, and it creates then these filaments when applied an electrical current. So right. Then what we did was we isolated the lower layer of of the blood after an electrical current was applied, and it isolated this cross-domain bacteria to actually see, well, what is it made of? And we did what's called infrared spectroscopy, and it turns out that this lower layer from which these filaments grows have some very specific chemical signature of vinyl. So this is things like polyvinyl alcohol, which is plastic, or hydrogel, polyamides, which is also a component of hydrogel, and polymeric alcohols, which are again this polyvinyl alcohol. So this was very interesting. And so there were halogens, things like bromine and chlorine, as well as methyl groups. So we got a fingerprint of this cross-domain bacteria. Okay, what does it look like chemically? All right.
Yes.
So now what we did was we had a set of blood samples of vaccinated and unvaccinated blood. And we did infrared spectroscopy on all of those samples. And so we had 14 people who were unvaccinated, and we had 5 people who got the C19 injection.
Right.
And then we looked at the commonalities of the infrared spectroscopy between the isolated cross-domain bacteria and these two blood groups. And what turned out was that we got an almost one-to-one match. What this means is that vaccinated and unvaccinated blood had these alkenes and polyenes, polymeric alcohols, and polyamides, as well as the methyl groups and the halogens. So let me run through this here. So alkenes are monomers, and they can polymerize, meaning they can replicate to create a polymer or a hydrogel plastic. So it turns out that the simplest alkene are ethylene. So remember that in the Pfizer vials, polyethylene glycol,
yes,
that is an alkene, is a component of the Pfizer C19 lipid nanoparticles. So this chemical signature appeared in the cross-domain bacteria, what we isolated, in the vaccinated and in the unvaccinated blood, okay?
Yes.
Polyenes can also be, for example, antifungal medications. And but they can also bind to membrane proteins of, for example, the cell membrane, and they bind to what's called sulfur groups, which actually also showed up in some other testing. So there's another very important detail. So butanol is an alkene, and butanol was a component of an environmental filament analysis that I had reported in, and I do want to show this because this is very, very important. So in 2012, there was an analysis done from an environmental filament that was sprayed via geoengineering, and it was very, very in detail. If you see here, all of these chemicals were found in this filament. And what I did was I looked at this report and I found a chemical compound called butanal.
Yes.
Okay. And what I looked at was, is there any a correlation with the current C19 shots? Well, guess what? In the Pfizer FOIA request from Australia, the lipid nanoparticle composition, if you see here, this is part of the FOIA request. Here is part of the pegylated lipids. And here's a chemical that is butanoate, which is actually a derivative of this butanal. And so they come from the same compound called butyric acid. So there is a chemical correlation between the Morgellons fiber, quote unquote, from 2012 environmental chemical analysis and what is the lipid nanoparticle in the Pfizer vial shot. You follow me?
Yes, yes.
All right, very good. So now let's go back to what we found in the blood of the vaxxed and unvaxxed people. So polymeric alcohols, remember, polyvinyl alcohols that were found also in all three categories, the cross-domain bacteria, vaccinated and unvaccinated blood. This makes plastic and hydrogels. Again, look at here, the polyamides, they can be in proteins, but also in prominent in polymers. So what are these NH amines or polyamines used for? For medical application and drug delivery system,
wow.
Hydrogel, non-viral gene carriers, smart materials,
yep.
And tissue engineering. Jeez. Does that sound familiar?
It sure does.
Okay, so these polymers are an essential building block for synthetic biology and transhumanism. In fact, in this article that really discusses synthetic biology, which is inspired by synthetic chemistry, it clearly says, so we have found ways to engineer biochemical pathways and combine synthetic with nature-derived materials, such as a cellular membrane, okay? Synthetic biology is a discipline, and it wants to redesign nature and compose architectures that and processes with man-made matter, which are inorganic.
Yes.
So we like to give an overview about the development regarding polymer-based analogs of cellular membranes and what questions can be answered by applying synthetic polymer science regarding the smallest units of life, namely a cell. Well, what about the human cells?
That's all right. Yes.
So guess what? Here's, for example, another study that says polymers have been used to create artificial robots and cyborgs. They even created cyborg roses. What did they do? They filled the veins of the rose with a conductive polymer. And this is used in traditional electronics. Because remember, people, hydrogels can build biosensors. They can build electronic devices. They are the senders and receivers that can build the microchips that are part of this transhumanist agenda. And wow. So in this particular research study, they took this garden rose, and guess what? The plant's network, the blood of the plant solidified as a gel. And then they peeled away the outer bark, and what happened was they could see slender, dark wires winding through the rose, meaning wow. Electronics.
Yes.
Hey, does this sound familiar? A gel that solidifies, and doesn't that sound similar like those rubbery clots that we've seen in the cadaver vax clots, but also now we are seeing more and more unvaccinated people, which is why I'm sounding the alarm again. Remember that this stuff has been shedding and that we found the same blood changes in live blood as in vaccinated blood.
Yes.
So the methyl groups are very important because it appears that this cross-domain bacteria hydrogel is hijacking methylene group from the body. What that means is methyl groups are needed to, for example, repair DNA, to detoxify, to make proteins grow, to turn on and off genes. If something steals that from us, we're going to have accelerated aging, DNA damage, and all kinds of problems. So methyl groups absolutely need to be replaced with things like dimethylglycine, which gives methyl groups to the body. That's a supplement people can take. And now that I know this about this, this study, I definitely am emphasizing that people need to replete those. Right. The other thing that's been found is halogens. Halogens are iodine, bromine, and chlorine. Iodine we obviously need, but it turns out that bromine and chlorine is toxic to the body, and it displaces the iodine in the body. And so in summary, what's really important from this is we have shown a one-to-one correlation between the functional chemical group of this cross-domain bacteria and now all human blood, vaxxed and unvaxxed, and that the spectral signature, the chemical analysis, so spectral signature is like a DNA fingerprint. This is how you can identify something, okay? And it says that there are polymer hydrogels in everyone and that these filaments are created from these hydrogel polymers. And there's chemical overlap between the injections, which will explain, what contribution does the post-C19 era have to the entire transhumanist agenda that has happened before, when we've been bioengineered already with what we've been inhaling through the geoengineering, the synthetic biology, the metals. And so we believe that this is an acceleration of the cyborg transhumanist transformation of humans, because remember, like Celeste Solem talked to you and said by 2025 the military had planned that no natural humans would be alive. So we have no significant difference between C19 vaccinated and unvaccinated blood identified at this time. This is an absolute bombshell. This is exactly what I've said. It replicates what I've said. This is should be sounding the alarm for absolutely everyone. We know that we've been ingesting this stuff, in the meat supply and all of this. This is absolutely in line with what we have seen. And we are calling attention to this crisis because this is indication of a potential human extinction level event. And the thing that we've talked about over and over, and thank you so much for having me, Maria, is that so many freedom doctors are completely ignoring synthetic biology, and they're ignoring the fact that nanotechnology is in there. And what I want to just explain, because some people were criticizing me again about the cross-domain bacteria. I shouldn't use it that way. Some people, for example, like Quinta Columna in 2021 said, now they know that what is in the vials is because of what they saw in the vials, that they think that Morgellons is graphene oxide. Well, I have news for you. It's actually the other way around. Morgellons isn't graphene oxide because we've identified it chemically as well as this cross-domain bacteria. And we are saying that what is in the vials is a synthetic biology that is similar to the cross-domain bacteria or Morgellons, and that the filaments chemically pan out as hydrogel, not as graphene oxide. That doesn't exclude that there might be carbon nanotubes within it, but one of the main chemical signatures that shows up absolutely everywhere is hydrogel, hydrogel, hydrogel is the platform of this transhumanist agenda and of its electronics. And
why have they chosen hydrogel in particular, Dr. Anna?
Because it is a programmable matter. Remember, it can fuse with cells and actually transform us into part biology and part technology. What this is saying to me is that they are already in the process. Every human being on this planet is already in the process of becoming a cyborg, because If you imagine that in one drop of blood, I see so many filaments that are transforming this blood, this hydrogel now is in everyone. And it's not just swimming around in your bloodstream, but it's fusing with your cells. This is what Karen Kingston called soft robotics and dendrimers that are mimicking different cells. They can replace our cells and create a body physically from the inside and replace our human tissue and our humanness. And what I want to say is, you know, this stuff is always devastating to people. That, again, I wanted to mention this, you know, as a case report and just show this, because we need hope in all of this, okay?
Absolutely.
And I've talked about EDTA chelation. This was a young man, 32 years old, and he came with these symptoms that people call long COVID. This stuff is what I call COVID, synthetic biology and nanotechnology, okay? I do not believe in a virus.
Yes.
And he was struggling for 18 months, you know, and he got sick right after a family member got the C19 injection, came to visit, the entire family got sick, and he was having symptoms of shortness of breath, heart palpitation, anxiety, panic attacks, fatigue. You know, he couldn't sit still. He looked like he was possessed. He couldn't, you know, exercise. It was just terrible. And before he was working like 14 hours a day in manual labor, he couldn't do anything. He had to quit his job. And his blood looks like sludge, okay? Mm-hmm. And here you can see these same filaments. I now no longer call them graphene. I call them cross-domain bacteria and hydrogel filaments. And you can see that the blood is just completely, you know, mushed together. You cannot even see a single red blood cell transporting oxygen. And he told me that he felt like he was gonna die.
Wow.
And so what, he flew in from another country, he was totally agitated when he came. Immediately I treated him with EDTA chelation. He felt so much better after one IV that he went for a 5-hour hike up our local mountain.
Wow.
And then he received daily treatments. I alternated the EDTA chelation with glutathione, with vitamin C and epithalon. He also got nutritional supplements. He got nasal C-Lank, which helps with the anxiety and depression. And all of his symptoms improved. I also gave him Plasminex, which is similar to netokinase. But in 2 weeks, his mood normalized, his panic attacks resolved. He was sleeping normally. He was exercising normally. He felt like he was 20 years young again. And this was his final live blood analysis of this last IV. There were no filaments. The blood looked completely normal.
Wow.
Okay. And I just wanted to show here real quick, this was a case where somebody came in, same thing. I mean, highly symptomatic, was chest pain, anxiety, palpitation, the blood with this hydrogel completely sludged up, and a lot of these micro clotting things. And because this person was so anxious, right after the IV, I repeated the live blood analysis. So it was 90 minutes later, and look at that. The patient improved.
That is tremendous. In such a short amount of time, Dr. Anna.
I just wanted to explain to the world that according, you know, we did detailed analysis. This chemical signature clearly shows hydrogel, not graphene oxide, okay? And hydrogel is the platform where we need to look at how to dissolve hydrogel and what all it's causing in the body. And I believe that this is an absolute bombshell scientific finding by us, and that people need to know really what this is. This isn't a parasite, it isn't graphene. It's a synthetic artificial life form similar to Morgellons that actually is made from hydrogel. And
so I have a question, Dr. Anna.
Yes.
What's the reason they were so hell-bent on banning ivermectin? Is it just because that's an alternate therapeutic so they can't get the emergency usage for the injections out? Or is there something with ivermectin and hydrogel?
So ivermectin dissolves rouleau formation as well. And I definitely saw improvement with ivermectin when it was in an acute phase. But I've looked at people who've taken ivermectin preventatively. It doesn't clear these filaments.
Right. But it had some benefit for them, and therefore they didn't want them to. I understand.
Yes. And any electron donor, vitamin C, remember they went against that in the hospitals. I mean, they didn't allow any of that. Vitamin D, anything that has antioxidant ability will help to improve the electricity, because this thing decreases the electricity in the blood by 47%. We've shown that. That means it accelerates aging. So all of those things are helpful, but I just want people to know that we should also look at other treatment modalities and think about this differently. We need to address the hydrogel because we're being transformed into cyborgs as we speak.
Yes, Dr. Anna, I mean, this truly is bombshell findings. You were the first person to really draw this link along with, you know, Clifford Carnicum, and I commend you both. I haven't spoken with him, but I commend you both for this work. I think everyone watching this should support you. Please subscribe to her Substack, you know, so that they can keep doing this research and really start demanding of the Freedom Doctors to start looking into the transhumanist agenda and how this all ties in, because there is something that's, you know, a key missing link here for a lot of these doctors. And again, it could be just it's all new to them, it could be taboo, or they could be purposely avoiding it, I don't know, but it's certainly something that that the whole world needs to be aware of. So Dr. Anna, we thank you so much for your ongoing research, and I'm sure we'll speak again very soon.
Thank you so much.
Well, that is truly, truly shocking information. Certainly not a surprise. And we're so grateful to Dr. Anna Mahaitre for coming on today. Now, Dr. Nixon is going to come on to discuss his findings. I mean, this is just such a jam-packed show. Please, please, please share this everywhere. Here's Dr. Nixon. We're joined now by Dr. David Nixon. He's been looking into dental anesthetics and following on from Matteo's segment with Stu Peters and all of the work that these amazing group of people, Matt Taylor, Shimon Yanowitz, Dr. Anna, Dr. Nixon. I mean, this is just, it's all coming together, Dr. Nixon, and you've got bombshell findings you want to bring to everyone.
Thank you very much, Maria. Great to see you this morning. I realized you've been very busy, and thank you very much for mentioning all the other guys on the team. Certainly this has been a team effort. There's a couple of things that I'd like to add to the picture today. Really seems crazy to be having this discussion. You know, it's well over 6 months since we discussed some self-assembly video in October last year. It seemed like a lifetime ago.
I know.
It reminds me of a... No, actually, edit that out.
Okay.
For a short time. There's the link to the Matt Taylor interview with Stu Peters that you've mentioned. That's just 4.5 minutes, which gives a lot of background. And this is a 2-hour discussion that I've had with Matt and Shimon recently, which is on my website, which goes through the chip formation process from start to finish in more detail. But today, there's two things I can demonstrate. Firstly, the process, and secondly, how we can improve details on the surface of the structure. Both of which I think are very useful, and I'm keen to get them disseminated. So all you need for this is some dental anesthetic, and this can be bought from Amazon or eBay, a few syringes which you can get from your pharmacy, a few of those, and then you need to beg, borrow, or buy one of these. And then all you have to do is place a drop or two in the middle of the slide, wait for the drop to start drying out, and then enjoy the show. So it's a pretty simple process, and I put 3 drops on the slide for you last night, Maria, which we can look at shortly.
Right.
This is a video of the process. And this is the drop, and this is the edge of the drop here. And there's a takes a little while for it to dry out. So this is worse than watching paint dry, which under the microscope is actually quite interesting, but that's another story. So I'll just take this forward a little bit. We're at 30 seconds. But so this is the process starting, and even this drying out process is different from what we usually see or what I've seen with any other liquids. So we have this cascading effect, and it's really quite stunning, particularly under high magnification.
So what are we seeing here, Dr. Nixon?
Yeah, so Matt, line me up for that question, Maria. So I'm not 100% sure that I can actually describe what this process is. But there is a formation of this boundary, and then we're seeing material being deposited along this boundary edge.
This looks different to anything you've shown us before.
This is a very different process. It's a very energetic process, and I've got no science or understanding to be able to describe this, but I'm sure there are people who can, and hopefully one or two of those will line up to come on your show.
Well, this is an open invitation for anyone that can describe this process to us. We know, you know, through recent discussions that I've had about synthetic biology, we know about strange things happening under the microscope, strange things happening in the blood. I asked Dr. Nixon, have you ever witnessed a process like this before?
No, I haven't. This is repeatable and predictable, and almost always results in crystal formation.
Right.
And to some extent it is fractal. I can start off with the tiniest drop, and the same thing will happen as if I start off with three or four drops.
So what's the end result of this?
That's just what we're seeing now. Almost always we get crystal formation from the boundary edge. Sometimes the crystals form centrally, but they usually form towards the edge.
Now, when you say crystals, are we talking about salt crystals, or are we talking about, I mean, what is this?
Oops. Surely there you go. Well, I definitely not salt or cholesterol crystals. Right. If I apply another drop of, in this case, a dental anesthetic or vaccine, the same sort of process will happen. The crystals will dissolve, and then the same process will happen again, and more crystals will form. In the succeeding generations, the crystals become more and more complex in structure. So this is another one on the same video. It's taken a short time later, and we can see the same process happen. So starts at the bottom this time.
Maybe we can just fast forward this one so that people can see the end result.
Okay. So we get more crystals.
More crystals.
Great.
Right.
So this is a high magnification of the same process.
And we don't know any other liquid that's doing this under the microscope. It's
no.
Is it, what about dental anesthetics pre, you know, the past couple of years? Do we?
Certainly Matt Taylor has looked at dental anesthetics from pre-2019, and
yes,
they are clear of this process.
Right. So I think that's the key here, that there's another anomaly, just like we, excuse me, weren't seeing these structures in the blood pre-COVID injection time. And we weren't seeing this process in dental anesthetics pre-2019. So something has changed.
Great. So this is closer up again, just showing the process. And it does seem to be a process that results in a relatively tremendous amount of energy being produced.
When you say tremendous amount of energy being produced, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is that when the liquid drying is normally a process, there's not normally a process of energy being produced or crystals being produced from such a small drop of material.
Right.
And this process just looks like energy has been stored within the crystal.
Is there a way of us looking at the ingredients of dental anesthetics pre-2019 and post and see what the additions are? I mean, could we look at the brands?
I think you'll find that the listed ingredients are the same.
The listed ingredients are the same?
I would think so. That would be my guess.
So what's making it happen then? If the listed ingredients are the same and under the microscope they look completely different, what could be making it happen?
Well, additional ingredients that aren't listed would be my guess.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, that's no surprise. Look at what they did with the COVID injections.
Correct. So last night I put on three samples, each of three or four drops. And so I've called these Maria's crystals. So I formed three crystals, one for each sample. And I was using a bigger quantity, so the crystals are larger. And I had my router on next to the slides. And it's apparent that the crystals have got an increased degree of complexity compared to the ones in the videos that I've just shown you.
So that looks like chips again.
It looks like tech. Certainly doesn't look like salt. So what I've done here is I've just shown the process of adding some oil to this structure. And I found an oil that is a carbon C60 product, just happens to be really fine and have a number of constituents. Some oils just seem to disrupt the crystal and dissolve it, but this fine oil doesn't. I've also tried frankincense oil, and that does the same thing. So it's to do with the fineness of purity of the oil, I think. And the point of this video is just to show you how the detail emerges when the oil. So these crystals do seem to have some sort of top layer, and the oil gets under the top layer and just makes the details pop.
That's fascinating.
So
it looks like it's stacked.
Yeah.
But not exactly the same as what's in the COVID shots. I have to say, it looks a bit different.
It does look a bit different, whether it's, bioweapon 2.0, or whether it's a competitor is trying to do the same thing. Who knows at this point?
Well, that's an interesting point, because what you and Dr. Anna have found in the meat supply looks like, looks like what's in the COVID shots, similar structures, yet this is a little bit different. So is it a competitor? Is it something else? I mean, not everyone goes to the dentist. It's a very fascinating question that you pose there. Is it a competitor? What is it?
Yeah, we don't know the answer to those questions, obviously. La Quintic alumni have been doing a lot of work in this area as well.
And yes.
As you'll be aware, here we are. So this is a more recent photo. And as you can see, with the oil, in addition, the features are more apparent.
Yes.
It's
definitely not flat.
No, it's complex and it will continue to evolve over the next couple of days. So I'll send you some update.
Yeah, absolutely. My question again, Dr. Nixon, is it responding to the router like the COVID injection nanotech?
It does appear to be.
Right.
It does appear to be related to the amount of frequency that's available.
So that's something that's consistent in all of the nanotech that's been found?
All of the stuff that I've been looking at, correct.
I have a question for you, Dr. Nixon. Everyone's been asking about colloidal gold. Some people think it works, some people think it doesn't. And I know that you're cautious as well about talking about doses and this and that. I mean, we're not here to give medical advice, but is the colloidal gold working in every circumstance?
I think, well, we don't have any way of measuring how much of this tech is in people's bodies.
Right.
I've never actually seen this tech in a person. I've only ever seen it on the slide. That's the first thing.
Well, okay. Well, here's the other thing, right? So we haven't seen this in a person. We haven't seen this type of tech in the blood. Is it in the dental anesthetic? And once it gets into the person, it changes?
We don't know that either. The suspicion.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it'd be well worth checking the blood of someone who's been to the dentist recently and seeing what their blood looks like compared to an injected person, compared to an uninjected person, and having a look at all three samples.
It would be good, but even with those results, it would be difficult to draw any conclusions just because of the variability that we see in the community. But anecdotally, I've certainly had feedback from people who've had problems post dental anesthetics that they felt were a bit unusual. So yeah, it's going to be difficult to tease that out. But
what sort of problems are they reporting, Dr. Nixon?
Well, just an increase in brain fog, increase in fatigue, increase in the sort of vaccine related symptoms.
Mm.
I think just going back to the colloidal gold, it does seem to be very helpful in improving brain fog and fatigue, particularly. And for a lot of people, it's made a huge improvement.
Can it be harmful?
Those things. Can it be harmful? Well, I guess anything can be harmful, and it certainly seems less harmful than a lot of the medications that are available at the moment.
Yes, absolutely.
I think we need to be on the lookout for long-term use and problems that could be associated with it, for sure.
Right.
But I'm taking it every day myself at the moment. I find it useful for thinking and stamina and yeah, so that's why I'm sticking with it at the moment. I'm not sure that it's improving the changes in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure that I can make that call at this stage.
Are you monitoring your blood regularly?
I am.
Okay.
So the last thing I was wanting to say, Maria, is that I'm going to run a competition from my website for the best video, and there'll be two categories. The best video and the best video set to music. And I will put up a map of the world, and I'll put pins in from all around the world as to where the videos have come from. They can be anonymous or otherwise, and I'll make them available on my website.
What sort of videos are you looking for?
Well, just videos of the process that we've just been through.
So people that have replicated this experiment?
People that have replicated it.
Yes.
Now, the other thing I'd like to do at some stage, if we've got time, would be to get Matt and Shimon on at the same time, and we can all three of us run the same process at the same time live and just compare results and discuss the process. I think that would be useful.
I think that's absolutely useful, and we'll discuss doing that in the future. Dr. Nixon, thank you so much for continuing to investigate this. I think it's becoming clear to all of us that they are determined to get this technology, synthetic biology, into all of humanity, and they're trying every possible which way to do it. And so, you know, I'd encourage anyone that's had dental work recently maybe to come forth and contact Dr. Nixon and see if we can have a look at the difference between that person's blood, someone who's uninjected, injected, and really compare the results. And as you said, it may not be conclusive answers, but it'll at least give us further clues as to what's going on and how we fix this problem of the elimination of all biological life. We are determined to maintain God's creation, really. That's the goal here. Thank you so much, Dr. Nixon, for your investigative work. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary. Bye now.
Well, it really is thanks to the sponsors of this broadcast, the Stu Peters Network, Z Media. It is thanks to all of the businesses, the freedom-loving businesses that support us, that we are able to continue getting the truth out there. These are all businesses that love and support your freedom, and they do so by supporting us. And by you supporting them, you are supporting us in turn. That's how this works. That's how the parallel economy that we're creating for the love of freedom works. No one in the world is doing the investigation into nanotechnology like the Stu Peters Network, like Z Media. No one at this scale, at this scale. So it is so important that we continue this. It is so important that we get that message out. If you're in the United States, head to heavensharvest.com and use promo code Z with three E's for 5% off your order. Really, really good quality emergency survival foods. You'll be preparing you and your family for the times ahead, which we know are going to be difficult. These people want to starve us and make us dependent on the government. And you'll be supporting this wonderful business that backs us and independent media in the process. If you're in Australia, head to Survival Supplies Australia, link in the description below for all of your survival needs, including food, water, energy, everything, storage, camping, Stockman Steaks, .com.au/Maria for guaranteed mRNA-free meat. These guys guarantee it. It's also completely grass-fed, antibiotic-free, pasture-raised, humanely raised meat, and they have some really great products this month. We're doing more meat May, so if you use promo code Maria, you'll get a couple of free steaks. If you're in Australia, head to Gold Bullion Australia Group, the leader in bullion in this country and really in the world as well. They are really, really trustworthy people, and we're grateful for them, and their support and their service is really second to none in this country. So don't even think about, you know, who you should go to. In my opinion, they're fantastic. And a special promotion if you order through sat123.com/Maria for all satellite phones, energy. They ship worldwide. Their coverage is worldwide. It's encrypted by the satellite phone store. A lot of people ask me about, you know, well, can't it be hacked and this sort of stuff. They encrypt their own service. So, and the satellite phone store are good friends of ours. They have really great products. These are military grade phone guys, phones, and their Bivy stick is amazing. If you have a cell phone, you can text your loved ones without having any cell service using the Bivy connected to your phone. Every single one of the businesses that we partner with offers you a solution that helps you break free from the chains of government control, take your control of your life, put it in your own hands in preparation for the coming global attack. We know that they're preparing to switch off the power. We know that they're preparing to cut us off from our resources, which is why food, energy, communication, these things are things that you need to prepare for. And, of course, the collapse of the financial system. Gold and silver have lasted every financial crisis in history, basically. So very, very important to consider that. Please share this everywhere. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. And as always, don't ever let the tyrants rule your mind. I'll see you soon.